big day up in Mount Barker in the Adelaide Hills tomorrow. Cabinet is moving up there for a cabinet meeting, and it's regional enough to be called Country Cabinet. So amongst the things that are on, the Transport and Infrastructure Minister, Tom Koutsantonis, will be taking part in a forum talking about transport and energy matters in the Adelaide Hills region. Nat Cook is also involved in a forum up there regarding homelessness, food security and financial well-being, also launching a new shower and laundry facility to help people experiencing homelessness for people who are vulnerable and disadvantaged in the Hills region as well. Community barbecue and forum with Country Cabinet at around 5 till 7.30 at the Mount Barker High School Hall. Everyone's welcome to that. I don't know if you need to book for any of these things, but maybe get in touch with the council or Dan Cregan, the independent MP up there, and I'm sure either office will be able to let you know. And a regional tour of honour around Mount Barker as well. Thanks to Lynn, who've sent me all that information. But I thought we'd get hold of the mayor of Mount Barker and talk about the cabinet ministers coming up, because I'm sure David Leach, the mayor, Mount Barker District Council, will have a wish list of things he'd like to discuss with the premier and his ministers. David, good morning.
Good morning, Matthew.
What is on the list?
Several of the things that you mentioned. The biggest issue we have here in Mount Barker is because we are an attractive place for people to move to. We have traffic issues that are going to only just get worse as time goes by. We have a plan on how to solve those traffic problems, but we do need to speak to Minister Koutsantonis and his people about some assistance.
Okay, such as what? Obviously, financial is what you're looking at, but your plan, we're talking about getting people into Adelaide or just moving through your town?
We're talking about both. The biggest issue that involves myself and the staff here at the Mount Barker District Council is moving around Mount Barker itself and Harndorf. There has been plans for a major set of roadworks alongside the freeway and leading to the freeway. That's been put on hold by the federal government for 90 days. And besides that, there are other issues internal to Mount Barker and Harndorf that do need resolution.
Okay, all right. So obviously roads and infrastructure, that's your biggest issue. Talk of a high-speed train. Now, from a chat I had with Tom Koutsantonis on air probably a couple of months ago now, the Tauga trial unlikely to go ahead from Mount Barker. Tauga, the minister says, more interested in trialling its high-speed train between Port Augusta and Adelaide.
Look, South Australia does not have a really great regional rail network. That can be improved. Minister Koutsantonis has many people needing his time, his money and his energy. Up here in the Adelaide Hills, we do really have a great desire to have a passenger rail link to Adelaide, and that can also serve the greater Fleurieu and Murray districts as well.
Yeah, and you would think the best way to do that is a line essentially following a new line as opposed to the curvy, slow, windy, go-in-the-wrong-direction line that currently exists.
That would be the most optimal thing to do, but you're going to have to drill a substantial amount of tunnels through the mountains, and you're going to go through some pretty sensitive areas for the eastern suburbs, people like Brown Hill Creek. So it's not just a simple matter of we'll just redirect the rail line. There's a lot more to it than that.
No, that's right. It's a shame that line was built with 1880 technology, because, you know, they went around mountains rather than through them. And as such, you know, the trip out to Eden Hill and then back to Blackwood is just a time-wasting loop for people trying to commute. But anyway, there it is. Homelessness is another big issue up your way, obviously.
It is, Matthew. And homeless is a particular concern of mine. I go to dinner quite often on a Sunday night at the Uniting Church. Last Sunday night, they supplied meals to 62 people. Not all of them would be homeless, but a fair proportion of them were homeless, and this is something that this society has an obligation to fix.
So Nat Cook will be up there. She's running a forum, as I mentioned, tackling this issue. What would you like to happen in Mount Barker to assist this? And people homeless in Mount Barker, I mean, it must be one of the coldest places in South Australia, for goodness sake.
It is very cold up here, and it's also very wet. The amount of rainfall we had last night was substantial. One of the issues I'll be talking to Mr. Cook about is an idea where we can... It's worked in the United States, in Seattle, Washington State up there. You get homeless pods, and you set up four of them on a normal house block size parcel of land with another little lunch area or meeting area. And you can transition people from homelessness to supported accommodation, usually inside of 3 to 6 months. If we could get four of those pods up here in Mount Barker, it would help these people get into supported accommodation, but it will also set an example for the rest of the state where these sort of programs could work.
Okay, so, all right, give it a trial up there, and these pods now... Sorry, how many people per pod? Is it just one?
No, one person per pod. So a bit like those self-contained dongas that many of your listeners would use when they go up to mining camps or go remote travel and work.
Yeah, right. Okay, so all right. That's a better solution than sleeping in a tent, for goodness sake, up in the Adelaide Hills.
Yeah, well, at the moment we've got four people sleeping in a very flimsy tent, and that is not the sort of society that we should aspire to. We're people are living in that circumstance at this time of the year.
No, and whether that's in the hills in the freezing cold up there or anywhere else for that matter, you're absolutely right on
pretty,
that.
It gets pretty cold in Brompton, let me tell
you. Yeah, that's true. Young people in Mount Barker. Now, I guess if you live there, you don't have too much alternative. You come to town on the bus or something if you want to spend some time, but otherwise in Mount Barker, what do you need, a youth rec centre or something?
We do. The great thing about Mount Barker and districts and the surrounding towns is we have a very high participation for young people in sports. If you want to, you're a young person and you're keen on sports, there's plenty to do. But if you're not a sports-minded person, there is not a real lot you can do. And what we'll be aspiring to in this council is to set up a safe area where young people in the evenings can congregate, chill out, talk to each other, play a bit of music, and just socialise in a secure, safe and warm environment.
Mm. Proportionally, any more youth living? I mean, it's a bigger population, obviously, and growing all the time, but do you have more youth issues there than anywhere else?
No, we don't have particular youth issues up here. There's always, with any town of this size, there'll always be some sort of minor petty crime and graffiti that just...
That's everywhere,
part of
though.
General mainstream society. But up here, we have a higher level of home ownership. We have more people who own their own homes. And we do have more families. So there are more young people that live up here. And I think if you've got something for people to do, they're not going to get themselves into strife. So that's where we're aiming at. We've done it with the sports. We have tremendous sports facilities. We're about to build a $30 million swimming pool and health and leisure centre up here.
Yeah.
So we've catered for that side of the equation, but we are now just started a new arts officer who will be able to engage people in the non-sporting side of things, and hopefully we can find a place where these people can meet and just have a good time safely.
I reckon you'll take the chance to lobby for Gather Round coming back next year?
Oh, absolutely. That hasn't been settled, and because, without bragging, I think Mount Barker really nailed it for the Gather Round. Mm. And while it was a joint decision of the AFL and the Cabinet, I'm really hopeful that we can do it again one more time, at least.
Maybe you can use a CCTV camera on the goalposts and just see where the ball goes, you know, how close to the post.
Yeah, well, I was actually there on Saturday night. I was sitting right behind Pembo and his missus, and I think the whole stadium erupted when that call came through. But you got to feel a bit for that goal umpire. Make one mistake in your life and we've got to take a bit of care about that fella.
Yeah,
I think we've all made a mistake once.
I think so, at least once, absolutely. David, I appreciate your time today. I hope it goes well. A chance to dust off the robes and the chain, no doubt. But well, I hope you get what you want out of the ministry.
No, I don't have a robe. Maybe.
Okay, all right. your best suit then.
Yeah, that's right. But it'll be a good chance to meet the cabinet, and it's also a great opportunity. Most of the reason they're coming up here is to talk to the people. They can talk to me anytime. I'm keen for them to get to meet people at that community forum and barbecue.
All right. Good on you. Mayor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Matthew.
David Leach, Mayor of Mount Barker District Council.